morning. I couldn't get back in the bed. Got a whole lot of people counting on me to do just what I say. I might not have all the answers, but this I know for sure. I won't look back on past mistakes. A bright future is mine to make. This present moment I will change.
Golda Meir said, Golda Meir, your mind is the workshop of your destiny. What you impress upon it, with the intention and faith, becomes the architecture of your life. Today, choose your thoughts like gold, for they will sculpt the reality you are meant to live. Grand Rising Mastermind family, welcome to this gathering space, a place where we elevate one another, where we dream boldly, and where we build a future blessed by curiosity, and grit, and continued growth. We're reminded here that specialized knowledge combined with imagination and action can turn even adversity into opportunity.
If you really want to run it with me.
All right, let me read you, Booker. Let's find out more about him. Booker,
hey, let's go!
And he's a Navy vet turned. Can you hear me, Booker?
Loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Booker, the Freedom Cooker, as he's known here. He's been rumbling with freedom and helping others to do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time freedom crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing, and now he operates his own brick-and-mortar business. His high energy and positive mindset always lights us up. We're here and there right now and promotes ideas that feed the mind and free the soul, guaranteed. Let me unmute the line so we can hear from you. Get this party started.
The party is started.
Angela
Macy from Northern California.
Good morning.
From Ohio.
There you go, Booker.
Are they ready, Lori Sue?
I think they're ready.
Are they really ready?
And I've heard them. What do you think? Do you want me to unmute it again?
Hey, come on, y'all. It's Monday morning. Let's go.
Let's go. Wake up.
Good morning, everybody. Huh?
I can hear you loud and clear, Booker. Yes, go for it.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all already know. It's Monday morning. Y'all already know what it is. It's time to be awake and alive. Guess what? We made it, y'all. We made it to the alive list. I just had to get off the treadmill because I was like, it's time to rumble, y'all. It is freedom. So what we do here is, we have a vision, and it's freedom. How about that? Freedom through principle-centered leadership. And we help each person develop a prosperity consciousness. This is where you learn to think and act like wealthy people think and act. Now, we meet here every single day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to study and mastermind on the laws of success. So y'all already know I got a few questions for you. Now, y'all excited to learn something today that you'll be inspired to step into new levels of freedom? Are you grateful to be alive? How about that? Are you committed to your goals and dreams? Are you excited to make this one of the best masterminds ever? If you are,
oh yeah!
Let's go! Oh,
yeah.
Let's go, Minister Christian LB!
There it is!
Angela Lane Jane!
Yes,
thank you, ma'am.
We are.
Maury Sue!
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad y'all are awake and alive to be on this call. Now, if you are a first-time listener, we do have a gift for you. It's called the Grow Rich Mastermind. And I want to encourage you to get back to the person that invited you to the call, and you can give them, they can give you access to it. And we have a new book of the month. It's a new month. And the book of the month this month is called This is Marketing by Seth Godin. And we have an enemy of character debt to work on, and it's called hypochondria. Now, what hypochondria is, it's a condition where, you know, people, they go to WebMD, they go to these websites, and every ailment they find, they try to say that they have the ailment. So I would just encourage you, if you can, stop doing that, because a lot of this stuff, it is in your head. So that's one thing that we have to really control is hypochondria, because these insurance companies, they'll be glad to get your money. All right. Now, I want to encourage y'all, it is March and September, we have our Freedom Fest. Now, what Freedom Fest is just like it says, it's a fest of freedom. This is where we, going back to Branson, Missouri, where it first started, you're going to meet a lot of people that's on this call, and to see somebody in person, it just takes the relationship to another level. You're going to have some fun. You're going to have music night, which is traditional. And then you're going to have people that's making six figures, seven figures. They're going to share with you some of the things that they are doing that's actually working. It ain't going to be no fluff. It ain't going to be when you go out there, you know, like you go to some of these events, it's going to be a swap meet of stuff to sell. There's not going to be nothing for sale. And it's all the proceeds from the event is going to go to an organization that's called Feed My Starving Children. And we've been doing that for a long time, so it's a good cause. So if you want to know more about it, you can go to www.hbafreedomfest.com, and you can learn more about that event. Now, this is the time where we get somebody to show initiative and leadership by coming out and reading the major definite purpose. So can we get one excited person to come out and read it? Pretty please, with Cherry on top. Rumbo! All right, who we got?
Donna.
What's up, Donna? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody's. I think the reason everybody's a little slow on the uptake today is because we lost an hour of sleep last night.
Y'all better wake up in here. Appreciate you, Donna.
Okay, so I'm gonna come out bold like Kevin always has, and I'm gonna actually put my numbers in. So anyway, they're my numbers, not anybody else's. So here I am. So I am so happy and grateful that by the 30th day of December 2026, I will have in my possession $100,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of teaching the benefits of Lifeway, HBA, and trading. I believe I have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I may be pierced and never wounded because I'm giving it all to Papa God. Third, I know that through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all who may affect. I am succeeding by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. People want HBA and LifeWave and beg me for the ability to have them. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. Everyone is doing the best they can. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank you, O blessed Creator, for all these things according to your word, that I will prosper and be in health as my soul prospers as I seek you and tune into these mastermind calls. Thank you so much for letting me read. Grateful to be here.
Woohoo! I like that line. People are bit. You know what? Y'all give it up for Donna, man. I mean, she.
All right, Donna.
Awesome, Donna.
Good job, Donna. You know, Donna, I really love that, and that's one of the affirmations that I'm going to talk about too. Whatever you put out in the universe, people say it's God, Buddha, Confucius, or whoever you look up to, your higher power, if you put it out there, you're going to get it. And I want to share with y'all, recognize just a few people in the community that I see that's doing good things. You know, of course, Paul that started this community, always doing good things. And let me see, who else we got? LB, we got Kat, and y'all keep Mama Jody in prayer. She's still recovering. And, of course, Rita Joy that's caring for her. And Minister Christian, you know, the music, I always, y'all know the story. I mean, that music, it helped me through a very, very difficult time. And I forever, you know, I got a gratitude. I love him, you know, because it really helped me during that time. So what I want to do is just share with y'all just today, you know, I'll share it a little bit on Friday about the reason a lot of these events are coming up in these past couple of months, the ones that's going forward. I do have a lot of speaking events, and I just want to share with y'all the reason I got these events, and then we'll get into the reason. I mean, we'll get into the reading. Well, the first thing I've always done, even when I was working a job, is I've always did my best to maintain good relationships. You know, maintaining a good relationships and knowing people, they will put you in places that a degree definitely can't get you. And I was just on this, a friend of mine, he has a real big podcast, and he asked me would I come on. And I said, sure, I'll come on, you know, because, you know, that's my friend. And, you know, it was just a mutual agreement that we'll come on. And we was talking, and one of the questions he asked me was, he said, what's the difference between people that win all the time and people that, he said, losers, but I don't like to call them about it losers, but the people that's not winning. And I was just sharing with him, my number one secret is personal development. And then number two is action. So he said, can you expound on that a little bit? And I'm going to just read to y'all just a little blurb that I wrote out about personal development, and you'll see the reason why it's so important. Now, I know I may be talking to the crowd because y'all are on the call, but trust and believe there are people right now that haven't read a book since high school, you know. They just think learning is over in high school, but I'm going to tell y'all, learning, it continues pretty much to the grave. Whether you're reading it in the book or whether you are doing it in real life, that's the best teacher. So here we go. Personal development is often the difference between simply reacting to life and actively shaping it. While the journey is unique for everybody, the benefits tend to create a powerful ripple effect across both professional and private spheres. And I'm going to just give y'all a couple reasons why personal development is essential. The first one, it increases your self-awareness. Personal development begins by looking inward. You know, this is a part of the people, they don't want to develop because they want to really hide that. But by identifying your core values, strengths, and blind spots, you create a clearer understanding of why you react in certain situations the way you do. This clarity also allows you to make decisions that align with who you actually are rather than following external expectations. Like those blind spots, if y'all don't know, I have about 12 coaches because the coaches, they see stuff that I don't see. And a lot of times, you know, people, they say, you know what, I got it all together. But if you want to be at a spot where somebody else is, you probably want to listen to them. That means having humility. And I'll be the first person to say, look, I don't know. I need your help. Number two, enhance resilience. Life inevitably presents challenges and setbacks. A commitment to personal growth helps you build a mental and emotional muscle needed to bounce back. Instead of seeing the future as a dead end, you begin to view it as a data point, a necessary part of the learning process that makes you more adaptable. And you have to have that resilience because most of the stuff you try as an entrepreneur, it may not work out, but you know what? You can always bounce back from that. And that's why so many people, quote, throw in the towel when they get a little resistance because they haven't built that muscle up to withstand all the stuff that's going to come against you. And if you don't know by now, being an entrepreneur is not easy, but it's definitely worth it. Number three, you have sharpened focus and productivity. When you work on yourself, you often get better at managing your greatest asset, and that is time. Personal development involves setting clear goals and eliminating the noise that doesn't contribute to them. This leads to higher levels of concentration and the ability to achieve more with less and wasted energy. Now, on this one, I am a type of person where I set things off in chunks. Like, I get up every day about 4 o'clock, and between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, that's my personal time. By the time most people are up, I've already done my personal development because I know as soon as you hit the floor, the world is pulling on you. Do this, do that, do this, do that. But you have to set aside that time so you can just really center yourself. And I remember when I was working a job, I would drive an hour each way. So what I did, I put on personal development so I can keep my mind right. And I remember one time, this lady, she was driving beside me, and she was telling me I was number one, but it was with the wrong singer, y'all. And I didn't even notice it because I was listening to this personal development, and I was getting so much in, I didn't even really look at it. And she was wondering, I bet you in her mind, she was wondering, is this guy on something? Yes, I'm on that personal development, y'all. Now, this leads to higher levels of concentration and the ability to achieve more with less wasted energy. And the next one, in which I'm really huge on, is improve relationships. As you become more self-aware and emotional intelligent, your interactions with others tend to improve. You learn how to communicate more effectively, set healthy boundaries, and practice empathy. This often results in deeper, more meaningful connections with family, friends, and colleagues. On this one, I'm always the type of person, that if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I just ask them, how am I doing? Do I get on a scale of 1 to 10, what do I get this week? And when you can really accept that feedback, your relationships get a lot better because you send a signal to the other person that, you know what, you really do care about me. And I remember when I was doing a marriage, I kind of do it a little bit. When I was doing marriage counseling, I used to always ask the guys, like, you know, and it's vice versa, you know, the wife, if they telling you something, are you receiving that feedback with not being offended, or are you just taking it as, you know, they just don't like this and that? So we have to learn about that, because if you become a good communicator, it'll take you anywhere in the world. And number five, the last one, greater career versatility. In a rapid changing world, the ability to learn new skills and unlearn old habits is a major competitive advantage. Personal development keeps you curious and proactive. By staying in the growth mindset, you remain valuable in the marketplace and open to opportunities that others might miss. And that's right now, we know this world, it is changing so much with the event of quantum physics, AI, all kind of stuff. We have to really be versatile, because like the book we read last month, Who Moved My Cheese, they was going back to positions where they don't even exist anymore. And there's a lot of people that's getting left right now, and then they wondering what happened. So we have to make sure that we are really ready for it, and we have to continue on, because even when you make the money, I'm going to tell y'all, the hardest part is keeping it. Because if you don't do personal development, guess what? You're going to make the money, and it's going to go. You're going to make the money, it's going to go. If you have to, get yourself a coach and let them show you how to deal. Make sure it's an ethical coach now, or else he'll take the money. But make sure you get somebody, if you have an area that you need improvement in, just be like, you know what, man up or woman up, say, hey, look, I need the help. And it's no shame on asking for help. The shame is when you need the help and you don't get it, and then you look a few years down the road like, you know what, I'm still in the same spot I was 5 years ago. Now, that's a dangerous spot. And I have to give it up for Jessica Jenkins, and I'm looking in my library right now. One of my most favorite books besides the Bible is The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. And I have another one that's called Breaking the Cycle by Dr. Mireille Buick. I think that's how you say it. And also, of course, Think and Grow Rich. I have a whole library here. And, you know, I read a lot of these books. And not only do I read them, I take action on them. And that was, I was sharing with the guy about personal development. And that's how I got one of the many speaking gigs that I'm going to do next week coming up in Montgomery, is because I knew him and I treated him good. So just a word to the wise, make sure if at all possible you can keep your relationships good, because everybody knows somebody, y'all. And if you're doing videos, keep on doing them, because I'm going to tell y'all, people, they are watching. I got a speaking engagement from a video I did, and it was a church that I never heard. But I'm going to just tell y'all, just keep on putting it out, because people, when they want you, they will definitely request you. And I got a saying, you know what, you can't demand if you're not in demand. With that being said, let's get jump into our reading. We got about 9 minutes, and Ashley left us off on page 144. We're in the Think and Grow Rich, and I'll just start right here. Just to keep the record straight and to anticipate the alibis of those who will say, I couldn't go to school because I have a family member to support, or this another one, or I'm too old, I will add the information that Mr. Ware was past 40 and married when he went back to school. Moreover, by carefully selecting highly specialized courses and colleges best prepared to teach the subjects chosen, Mr. Ware competed with 2 years. He completed in 2 years the work in which the majority of law students require 4 years. It pays to know how to purchase knowledge. The person who stops studying merely because he has finished school is forever hopeless, doomed to mediocrity, no matter what is his calling. The way of success is the way of conscious pursuit of knowledge. And y'all know my background. It is, I was doing tech support, and I'm going to just tell y'all, the stuff right now, it changes on a daily basis. So don't get left behind. Don't be like, you know what, I don't feel like learning this and that. Well, if you don't feel like learning, these companies, they're going to move on. I'll just be honest with y'all. They're moving on whether you know it or not. Let us consider a specific instance. During the Depression, a salesman in a grocery store found himself without a position. Having had some bookkeeping experience, he took a special course in accounting, familiarized himself with all the latest bookkeeping and office equipment, and went into business for himself. Starting with the grocer for whom he had formerly worked, he made contracts with more than 100 small merchants to keep their books at a very nominal monthly fee. His idea was so practical that he soon found it necessary to set up a portable office in a light delivery truck, which he equipped with modern bookkeeping machinery. He now has a fleet of these bookkeeping offices on wheels and employs a large staff of assistants, thus providing small merchants with accounting services equal to the best that money can buy at very nominal cost. So he used what he had. Specialized knowledge plus imagination were the ingredients that went into this unique and successful business. Last year, the owner of that business paid an income tax of almost 10 times as much as was paid by the merchant for whom he worked with the depression force upon him a temporary adversary, which proved to be a blessing in disguise. And y'all already know what I do. I look at stuff at, you can go out and complain this and that, but if people are complaining, that means they need a solution. And every place I go to, y'all, I look for the solutions, not the problem. And there has been a lot of dividends paid. So the next time you out and about and you hear people complaining, that means they hurting. And if you feel the hurt, guess what? People, they'll get it, trust and believe. The beginning of this successful business was an idea. Inasmuch as I had the privilege of supplying the unemployed salesman with the idea, I now assume the further privilege of suggesting another idea which has within it the possibility of even greater income, also the possibility of rendering useful service to thousands of people that badly need the service. And tenure right along. The idea was suggested by the salesman who gave up selling and went into business of keeping books on a wholesale basis. When the plan was suggested as a solution of his unemployment problem, he quickly exclaimed, I have an idea, but I would not know how to turn it into cash. In other words, he complained he would not know how to market the bookkeeping knowledge after he required it. Think about that. Marketing. People, they will pay you to market for them. All you have to know is you have the marketing skill, and you have to know how to sell your skills. That is one of the most valuable skills you can have, is selling. So that brought up another problem which had to be solved. With the aid of a young woman typist, clever at hand lettering, and who could put the story together, a very attractive book was prepared, describing the advantages of the new bookkeeping system, the new system of bookkeeping. The pages were neatly typed and pasted in an ordinary scrapbook, which was used as a silent salesman, with which the story of the new business was so effectively told that the owner soon had more accounts than he could handle. I'll just tell y'all a little story. I have a friend of mine where he sold his books. He was self-published. And he said, you know, the only thing he did when the sales was down is he just changed the cover, and he sold more books. And he said, Booker, it's the same information. It just, the package is different. So in marketing, we have to realize the packages is always the selling points. Just start paying attention to some of these commercials. There are thousands of people all over the country who need the services of a merchandising specialist capable of preparing an attractive brief for the use in marketing personal services. The aggregate annual income of such a service might easily exceed that received by the largest employment agency, and the benefits of the service might be made far greater to the purchaser than any of the obtained from an employment agency. The idea here described was born of necessity to bridge an emergency which had to be covered, but it did not stop by merely serving one person. The woman who created the idea has a keen imagination. She saw her newly born brainchild, the making of a new profession, one that is designed to render valuable service to thousands of people who needed practical guidance in marketing personal service. Spurred to action by the instantaneous success of a first prepared plan to market personal services, this energetic woman turned next to the solution of a similar problem for her son, who had finished college but had been totally unable to find a market for his services. The plan she originated for his use was the finest specimen of merchandising a personal services I have ever seen. All right, one more paragraph and then we will cut it off. When the plan book had been completed, it contained nearly 50 pages of brightly typed, properly organized information telling the story of her son's native ability, schooling, personal experience, and a great variety of other information too extensive for description. The plan book also contained a complete description of the position her son desired, together with a marvelous word picture of the exact plan he would use in the filling the position. All right, I'm going to cut it off right there on page 148, and I'll just share with y'all one more story, and then we'll get into the mastermind. I remember I was working at the call center, and one of my coworkers, she used to bake a lot of cakes, and a lot of people, they liked the cakes, but she said, Booker, I don't know how to get it out. So I was working with her, and then next thing you know, I get a call. She said, Booker, I done quit. I said, what? Yeah, she said, Booker, I done quit. I done had so many orders that I make more money than I did on the job. And I said, you know what? I applaud you. I'm proud of you, but you're the one that had the idea. I just took it a little bit further. So I'm going to just tell y'all, the stuff that you like doing as a hobby, people, they'll pay you for it if you just know how to market it. So with that being said, we're going to jump into my favorite part of the call with this, the mastermind. Now, we just got a few little rules here. On the mastermind, we just want to have everybody to have peace and harmony, and we just want you to limit your comments to 2 to 3 minutes so we can get a lot of people in. And if you would, please stay away from any kind of divisive topics or anything that divide people, because we want to have peace and harmony. And please don't mention, like, company names, system names, or nothing like that unless they're on the call. And the last thing, this is a spiritual call but not religious, so we just want to have please stay away from any kind of dogmatic term. And I'm excited to hear what y'all got to say. It is 8:31. Let's get it! Star 6.
Larissa, who are we in the rainbow?
Sure. In that one, hey, Booker. We are now.
Who was that, Kat?
Yeah.
Oh, who was that? I heard
I have nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, you ain't got nothing? Okay, well, good morning, Kat. Welcome.
Well, yes, and that's just basically what I wanted to say, is that, you know, today is the best day of our lives, and I just wanted to say hi to everyone, and getting going is part of my morning now.
You know, Kat, I appreciate you, because I remember when you first started coming on the call, you have been consistently showing up, and that'll put you over the top. Just, you know, just showing up. Step number one, show
yeah.
up. Hashtag Kat.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Kat. All right, Star 6, who's next? Yes, ma'am.
Jesse.
Booker.
Oh, we got Triple J, and is that Minister Christian?
Paul.
All right, here we go. We got Jesse Jenkins and Paul Wall. Come on, Jesse, what you got? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Booker. So good to hear you. Loved all you shared. Actually, I wanted to ask you, you read a line, and I didn't have my notes out yet to write down. You
okay.
mentioned personal development, but there was a real key component you wrote or said right after that with regard to what you do with personal development, in that if you could go back and look at that first line, it was about personal development, but there was like the process of personal development. I think it was more about like basically taking action about personal development. If you can, great. If you can't, I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, we can be students, and it's important to be students of personal development, but we need to take the action that we're learning. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything for us. Yeah. I wish I could remember. I'm going to have to do the replay. So
you talking about the first one, personal development is often the difference between simply reacting to life and actively shaping it?
Yeah, actually shaping it. Think about that.
Yeah.
Ah, that is so powerful. Actually shaping it. But that's where the action takes place, right? Oh, I love that. Thank you. Okay, so you are such a perfect example of relationships. You talked about that. Paul talks about that. We are learning that how important relationships are. So I thought I'd point out that I took a survey where it was asking from 1 to 10, and you might want to jot that down for yourselves if you have a chance to have a paper and pen. You know, where do you see yourself in the health realm for your own health? Where do you see from 1 to 10 where you may be exercising? Where is that for yourself? Where is relationships a 1 to 10 for yourself and with yourself? Where from 1 to 10 are you in the finance or prosperity realm? Depending on what you wrote down, in many, many cases they have found a direct correlation between relationships and money. And that really surprised me. But what you were sharing really proves that it makes a difference. First, the one with yourself, which is where personal development comes into play, right? And actually putting it into play. Then everything kind of flows. The currency flows in and out. And so I just wanted to point that out, that was quite a eye-opener for me, that I did not realize that it has actually, with research, has proved that there's a direct correlation in how your relationships are and your relationship with money. So I just wanted to share it. You've done such an amazing job, Booker. Love listening to you. So back to you.
Jess, I really appreciate that. And that's another thing we was talking about on the podcast about relationships, because some relationships, if they're not good, especially marital relationships, your finances will be deeply affected. It's called divorce. All right. But that's one thing I'm going to tell y'all. I was on that podcast for about 2 hours, and this stuff, I was just saying it off the top because I've read it and done it so much. So y'all just continue with the personal development. Jesse Jenkins, definitely appreciate you for your contributions. And I'm going to tell y'all, this Let Them Book Theory, it has really took my life to another level. So I appreciate you, Jesse.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll mention something else if we have a gap in the call. Back to you.
Okay, I appreciate it. All right, let me see. Who is that? Who is that? Who's the man with the master plan? The P, the A, the U, the L. Who's the man with the master plan? Is Paul Wall. What is it, Paul? It's Monday morning. What's up?
It's Monday morning. What's going on, Booker? It's good to hear you and
it's
Jesse
going,
and Pat and everyone
going.
Else. Yeah, the thing that made me laugh that stuck out was when you said someone was telling me I was number one and showing you the middle finger. And it made me laugh, and it also reminded me of the power of the reframe and how crucial it is as an entrepreneur to be able to reframe the meaning of things. And, you know, Tony Robbins, you know, has said that we are meaning makers, and we give meaning to things that happen in our lives. Our brains sort of automatically assign meaning, and one of the best things I think we can do as we grow is to realize that it doesn't have to be an automatic assigning of meaning, but instead we can choose to make things mean that which will serve our highest and best interest. So in the case of someone flipping you the bird, you said, hey, thank you. They tell me I'm number one. You know, and the meaning that you give that has a totally different effect on you than another meaning. One keeps you in a high state of emotion and feeling and moving forward. The other one can get you deep in your head and sad and slow you down. So I guess that's just a reminder, you know, that we all have that power. We can make things mean that which serves our forward progress. And one of the big ones with this category is failure. What does failure mean? I really do think that most people are stopped in their tracks because they fear failure. They fear rejection. So they don't take action. But what we learn as we grow is that failure literally is the path to progress. Without failure, there is no feedback. And feedback is one of the best mechanisms for helping us to understand what's working and what's not working. So when we frame failure as the way forward, the only way forward, and we see that it actually serves us to quickly find out what's working, quickly find out what's not working, pick up the lesson and go, pick up the lesson and change, pick up the lesson and keep moving forward, then we come to this place where we're like, I love failure because it's feedback. It's just a part of reality. It's a part of the journey. So on my way to success, yeah, I'm going to fail some, but you know what? That's the point. Failure is my teacher. So let's go. Let's make it happen as fast as possible. And that's just a reframe. So thanks for letting me share. Love you guys. Have a great day. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Paul, that's what I was thinking when Donna was saying something about people are lining up. You have to turn that around. And I'm going to just tell y'all, there's been so many opportunities. I've had to turn them down because it's all about what you put out there. And if something don't work, guess what? You're still alive. I mean, it's not over till you win. Like Les Brown say, it's not over till I win. And one guy, it was funny because we ended up showing, he was like, he said, Booker, when does personal development end? I said, when they're rolling you in the coffin, that's when it's over. All right, Star Six, who's next?
Oh, yeah.
I knew the butter was coming out. What's up, Minister Christian?
Oh, man, so beautiful. So thankful for this call. Thank you, brother. I had to come out with so many reasons because you called out my name when Paul came out, and I said, man, this call really has us truly on the same frequency because all of us, in a way, we're just on that golden rule vibe and flying high, and, you know, it just feels good. And when Paul, he mentioned the same thing I was thinking about, how you twisted it. Oh, he's saying I'm number one. But you're using the wrong finger. I was like, whoa, that is so deep because we can change anything that we look at into something positive. I tell myself every day, you know, Christian, you beat out over 500,000 other energy, sperm cells, whatever, to get here. And you have a certain mission, and you know what that mission is. And part of it, of course, is just to never give up, keep moving forward, keep getting to the next level like a video game, right? Because I would say it's a kind of a simulation thing going on. Because we can think reality. We can choose our reality. We can choose to see that finger is number one. And that they just, we'll forgive them because they're using the wrong finger. And twist it how we want. Because whatever we feel, good or bad, has to be processed internally. Through the electrons in our brain and everything, everything we smell is internal. Everything we see is internal. Everything we touch, you think you're touching it with your finger, but you're really touching it with your brain. And everything you're smelling with your brain. It's all inside. And then our heart is our other brain, which is now proven to be just as big, if not bigger, quantum physics as the heart realm. But we're just getting into the heart. Remember Napoleon Hill said it was great that we had the Second World War because now we see war doesn't work. You know, we got the statues, the people riding on the horses and the five-star generals and how great war they've been putting it to us forever. Monuments of war generals. But now we see that really the golden rule can usher in because it's not really anything special. You don't really remember so much the people that destroyed, but you remember the people that helped. So this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. 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 Sometimes I just like talking through my songs. Y'all never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you were meant to be in the world. I've changed it. First I said be the change you wish to be. Then I said be the change you want to be. Now I said, you know what, 2026, just go ahead and be that. Do you. Be the change you are meant to be right now. Have the courage, step forward, and make it happen. I believe you. And in this community, we edify each other to make sure that we never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you want to see in the world. Never give up your right to be happy. Love you.
Oh, yeah. That's why you got to come to Freedom Fest. You know, Minister Christian, I was just thinking as, you know, during the day, I just watch videos, this and that. And it was this one guy, he said his key was just never giving up, man. And then I think about Paul, too, when they say they always reference Napoleon Hill. And I'm going to tell you, it's a reason why people are successful. And I just get a kick out of every time, like today I got to go and get some stuff to prepare for my trip. And when I'm out and about and I see somebody down, I just look at them and say, hey, put your head up. It ain't that bad. And then sometimes they look at me like, What? I said, you still alive? And then they just crack up, man, because I am the change I want to see. You know, we can't wait on it, y'all. We have to be the change. And it was funny because yesterday during the lesson, the one guy, he said, you know, because I don't like to call the people, you know, old. I said, you know, we're looking at the kind of, we learn from our ancestors. I said, look, right now, we the ancestors because we have kids and grandkids, and they looking up to us all the time, whether we like to or not. So, you know, we can't give up. Because if we give up, there's a lot of people behind us that depend on us. But, Minister Christian, I appreciate you always, and I listen to that song. I think I done wore it out. But who we got? Star Six.
Donna. Oh,
we still got about six. What's up, Donna?
Oh,
Donna,
you are.
Donna,
here.
Donna.
We're all up. It's
Donna,
Monday
Donna,
morning.
Donna.
I really love what's been said so far, and I love what Paul said about failure. And I went to a Life Surge conference about a month or so ago, and John Maxwell was there, who I absolutely adore. And he's coming out with a new book this month, as a matter of fact, and I can't wait to get it. But some of the quotes that he said that just really, I just wrote them down, they were amazing, is one of them was, what would you do if you knew you would fail and learn something that would make you a better person? And I thought that was really amazing. And then he says, every dream I have is all uphill. And we can't have uphill hopes and downhill habits. If you get to the top, you know how. You climbed all the way. You don't do hard so it'll be easy. You do hard so you can do harder. And he says, in my failure, I learned the greatest lessons and developed. And my job is just to be ready for that and prepare for failure, because without failure, you know, he had a book out of, I guess it was like 20 years ago, maybe. It was called Failing Forward, and I think I've read that book like four or five times. It's amazing, talking about how if you're not failing, you're not trying. So it gives me hope every time I read it, and you know, it just hits me in a different spot. So one other thing he says is, no one ever went from excuses to success. So when we say yes, God smiles because he wants to co-partner with us. So anyway, those are some of the great little quotes I wrote down from seeing him live about a month or so ago. So I absolutely love this call. It is the breath of my day. It starts me out, and I just feel so much better when I get off this call. So thank you for being the host, Booker, and thank you for being behind the scenes, Lori Sue. And y'all have a blessed day.
Oh, Don, I was writing down some of them quotes. I mean, you just dropped it on us. How are you going to drop it on and leave like that?
So, yes, thank you, Donna.
I mean, just dropped it and left. I see how it is. It says, we can't have an uphill hopes and downhill. What was the other one?
It was, we can't have uphill hopes and downhill habits.
Habits, okay. Yeah, I'm going to listen to the replay because I'm going to tell you. Huh?
If we got to the top, we know we climbed all the way. You know, people go, oh, you're an overnight success. No, I've been climbing for a long time. They only notice it when you get to the top, though. They don't see you when you're, you know, climbing to the top. They only see you when you get to the top, and they think that's what they want to be. But if I want to be what I see in someone else, then I have to be willing to do what they did in order to get there. And if I'm not, then guess what? I can learn my greatest lessons in failure, or I can learn how to just give up and lay down, and I'm not ready to do that. So
never. But I appreciate you, Donna, and that's the thing that's so true. Whenever you make it, all of a sudden they call you lucky.
Yeah.
I say, what? Lucky? It's been 10 long nights, 10 years of every night lucky. But I appreciate you, and you know what? I'm a get there because I like those quotes, and that is so true, you know. And that's why I'm going to tell y'all my really key to success. It's all the stuff I've been through is that resilience, y'all. You have to be resilient because life is going to happen. And I tell people, the only way you stop is you just, you're the only person that can stop you no matter what. But I appreciate you, Don, and I definitely appreciate those quotes. And if you could, you know, can you put them in the group? Because I'm trying to write and do this at the same time. But I appreciate y'all, and that's why you have to come to this call. Because the world, I'm going to tell you, when you put it, is this Brett, the one and only Brett Huston?
Yeah, I thought you were done speaking.
Brett! Ann Hudson! I take the spiritual path, not the psychopath.
Let's get ready to rumble! It's Monday!
Let's get ready to rumble! All right, let's go, Brent.
You know, I heard a great, you know, that guy I was just doing, Let's Get Ready to Rumble. I read a story that I guess for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, you know, he's known Michael Buffer. He's known for that famous thing. I think he even trademarked it. But he found out he had a brother in the wrestling arena. And I guess they finally found each other. He was also, I guess, an announcer. But it was just a crazy story. You can Google it and listen to the story, but I don't know. I just popped up in my head. But, you know, I love it when they say you're lucky. You know what luck stands for?
Come on, let's go. Look, I'm writing it down.
I'm going to go slow so you can write it down. So it's labor under controlled knowledge. That's luck. Right? So there is no overnight success. It's I can't paraphrase that quote that I just heard from, I think Donna was, I never am going to arrive, you know, I'm never going to arrive. Even if I hit my goal, I'm going to put another goal out there because if you never stop, you know, if you stop growing, you know, it's like a tree. If it stops growing, it tends to rot. If you don't use it, you lose it. And it's super important, especially as you get older, to keep your mind super sharp because there's a lot of people these days that are suffering from dementia and things of that nature. Your hips, right? Or, you know, doing, you know, dips or something with your hips, you tend to lose that flexibility and functionality over the years. So, again, it's super important to keep your body healthy because even if you get the wealth, nobody wants to have to chase the health at that point. So, anyways, back to you, Booker. Be blessed. Have an amazing day. Unless you have other plans.
I like that. You know, I just appreciate that. And I'm telling y'all, I use this stuff all the time because it is so true. And the guy that does Let's Get Ready to Rumble, they had one company, they wanted to use it, right? So they paid him $30 million just to use that clip. So hopefully he'll see Freedom Fest because I said it, so hopefully I don't owe him no money. But I'm going to tell you, success, it's just going out there and getting it. And once you done, quote, made it, you have to continue on because if you see a lot of people, once they stop, they start declining. And then they be like, what happened? The only thing happened is you just stopped doing it. So even when you make it, guess what? You may can take your feet off the gas a little bit, but you just have to continue to do it. So with that being said, star six, we got, 6 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. And before the next caller come up, I just wanted to share with y'all, it was funny, when I used to go to work, I never did, like people say they hate their job, this and that. I never did hate it. I looked at it this, you know, when I was starting my first business, I said, you know what, this is going to give me the money to fund it. So it was my solid investor. I just changed the word on it, you know, because I'm going to tell y'all, words are powerful. Anything you say, your mind is listening. All right, star six, we got 5 minutes.
Hey, Booker, we're just taking notes so fast. I wrote down, your job is your solid investor.
Yeah, it's your solid investor. Oh, who was that? Who just came out?
It was Jesse. I'm sorry. Yeah, I said if there was a gap, I'll jump back out. I had a thought. Well, first, thank you for the recognition with regard to books, because it is a huge love I have, obviously. Everyone who knows me knows that. I actually joined a book club, and if anyone here wants, you know, that connection with being able to go over a book, you know, a chapter a week, taking it slower, really digesting a book, that might be a great recommendation. We're actually reading Success Principles by Jack Canfield, another amazing book. So just, you know, a thought for someone who wants to be an overachiever, possibly, or really digest and understand the books that they read, have questions. They're really wonderful. If you are looking for a great book club, you know, contact me, let me know, and I can make some recommendations for you. But anyway, just wanted to let you know, but thank you.
Oh, definitely, Justin. I'll be contacting you, and I'm going to just tell y'all, we got about 4 minutes. Yes, appreciate you, Jesse, and we got about 4 minutes, and then after this call is over with, we got to take action, y'all, because we can listen to calls all day long, but if you don't take action, I'll just leave it at there. All right, Star 6, who's next? 3 minutes of blast off.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is
Ralph?
This is Danny.
Hey, what's up, Danny? Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I got a couple minutes, so I got to go punch this clock. But we're talking about routine and getting
right
to work and everything. So this is what we do in the morning, me and Adriana. You know, we get up, the first thing we do, we give each other a snuggle and a kiss, right? And we get up, I make coffee. She makes my lunch. We're both truck drivers. She makes my lunch, and I make her lunch. And we do that, and we joke around and while we're doing that, and multiple hugs in the morning and kisses, blah, blah, blah. But we do that because if we made our own lunch, it wouldn't feel special when you eat your lunch. You know what I mean? So if you make your routine better, things are going to be better in your life right away. And just by doing all that, I mean, I made multiple posts this morning. I got a little workout in. I got everything done, and we were happy. I walk her out the door, have a safe day. It just makes everything great. So change your routine to something good instead of just the same old routine. Gotta go to this stupid job. You know, that's just what I had to say.
Then I definitely appreciate you, and I'll be seeing your posts too, and I just want to encourage you to keep it up, man. You know, because we've all been there. You know, I remember. I mean, I just tell a story right quick. When I first started listening to the call, I was working at this call center, right? And you know that Let's Get Ready to Rumble? And I used to say it so loud on the call, y'all, they called security on me. And they say, you all right? I say, yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm just on the call. And people, even the security guards, they start listening to the call. So I'm going to tell y'all, make sure you have that influence because people, they listening. And people, they'll remember you for years. Trust and believe. And we are creating a legacy by getting on this call and in our lives. And the only question in our lives is it going to be a good legacy or a bad legacy? But it's going to be a legacy. But appreciate you, Dan. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Make it a good legacy.
That's it.
Hey, Booker, can I just jump out real quick and say something? At that same conference, there was a guy named Michael Jr., who is a stand-up comedian, and he said, your job is preparation for your work. I thought that was a good quote.
Let me write this down. We still across the day. Your job is preparation for work. That's right. That's right. And if you got to be there anyway, why be miserable? I mean, this is sometimes 12 hours a day. I'm not going to be miserable 12 hours a day, I'm telling you right now. So with that being said, look at it, 9 o'clock. Time flies when you're having fun. Appreciate everybody for coming out, and we'll see y'all back tomorrow with Mike Hobbs on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now. Let's get ready to rumble! Have a great day, everybody.
Awesome.
Better.
Do the work of 10 people. Outgrow your job. Do the best in every moment. Never give up. Keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up.